Hound is up next. His special guest live in the studio today, Handsome Dick Manitoba, WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey. Stick around.
Very kind. It is indeed a great place to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking?
Thank you. meanwhile, back in the States.
Down here, WFMU East Orange, and we have a little... We had microphone blowout today, folks. We're going to do a live on-the-air sound check. Mic sound funny already. Bill Bruch.
Yeah, I'm out here in the bathroom.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Special guest from the Bronx, Handsome Dick Manitoba.
Hey, gang.
Hey.
One, two. Sounds kind of fuzzy, right?
Yeah, it does sound fuzzy.
Well, maybe that's our voices.
It's this high-quality Shure mixer, circa 1921.
That's like a realistic
sound any
to
better.
Me.
Yeah. Well, that's the best we can do.
That was a good year.
We have a good show for you today. We've got, let's see what we got lined up. We're going to do our Hillbilly Hangover. Got a lot of requests to get out of the way. It's Hazel Atkins' birthday. It's little Walter's birthday. We got knuckleheads in the news. On the downside, we got a vibe report. I'm just kidding. Roscoe's in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Maybe we'll get a report from the
What's Cape. What's he doing there?
I think it's almost his anniversary. So, you know,
so
that's where he got married.
Isn't that where Roosevelt went for his polio?
For his anniversary?
Mm-hmm. For the Hot Springs. That's also where Al Capone and Alvis Karpel went to, you know, soak your hemorrhoids. It's a great spot. I love it there. It's where Bill Clinton is actually from. This time of year, you can stand on top of, like, the Roosevelt Hotel with it. I mean, the Arlington Hotel with this Deco Hotel, and you can smell the marijuana crop.
Ooh.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
Mixing with the barbecue.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I find? Having this half on and half off. Right between you guys' opinion.
Well,
headphones.
But it helps if you put the mic in your... Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. The handsomest man in rock and roll.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not loud enough, Jimbo.
Well, you're kind of loud enough.
What should I call you on the air, Hound or Jim?
Mr. Hound.
Mr. The Hound.
Mr. The Hound.
Jim.
Dick was going to be here to promote his new band, The Plug Uglies, but they plumb broke up already.
Are you kidding?
No gig next week.
But yeah.
We should inform everybody that Richard does 10 bar, and you're all welcome to go in and visit him on what nights? Where and when?
Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 126 St. Mark's Place, 1st and 8th. That show, you should go to that show anyway. It's going to be a good show, Degeneration at CBGB's.
Next Saturday?
Yeah, except I probably won't be there because Lennox Lewis is fighting Tony Tucker, and it's a pay-per-view, and my friend gets it in for free. So
I won't be there because I'll go see the A-Bones and the Full-Time Men. But this is all next week. We'll talk about this week. Anyway,
let's get some requests out of the way.
Let's stay in the now.
Let's rock into it. We got a request here about for the Creep, and then we'll be back.
Creep here.
Betty Lou got a new tattoo. Betty Lou got a new tattoo.
Hip. you to watch the pot stand pants. Woo, girl. Yeah, new girl. Woo, girl. Send me out of this world. Well, Susie Locker lost the pocket. Can't fix it, found it. Not a penny in it, but a ribbon around it. Now, girl. One of those Creole queens, little girl. Yeah, little girl. Oh, baby, you send me out of this world. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know where I'm going when I die, little girl. Yeah, little girl. Oh, little girl. You send me out of this world. Yeah, well, five, six, five. Oh, that don't lie. Leave me this time, little girl. Yeah, baby, I really want to jump too. Oh, try just the one.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Oh, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, boom, boom. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, boom, boom. You can make a man laugh or make a man cry. Shake the stars right out of the sky. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom. Boom, boom. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, boom, boom. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, boom, boom. You can make me sweat, make me steam. You can make me rock, rock, rock till I scream. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, boom, boom. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, boom. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, boom, boom. You can make me laugh, or make me cry, or make me roll, roll, roll till I die. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, boom, boom. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, boom, boom. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom. Boom, boom, you can make me poor, or make me rich, or make me 1 to 7 year itch, but you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, 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 no, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, 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 no, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, 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 you can make me sing, or make me dance, make me rock right out of my pants, but you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, 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 no, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, 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 no, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me.
But I'm going to let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Don't rush, folks. Just take your time. Give my baby 20 minutes and she'll make you lose your mind. My baby's got the best machine, the best washing machine in the town. My baby's got the best machine, the best washing machine in town. Got the very best equipment. There's no better machine to be found. Just bring your dirty clothes, bring all your dirty duds. Don't worry about no soap. Her machine is full of suds.
My baby's got the best machine, the best washing machine in town. Just relax and take it easy while the machine goes round and round.
Oh, oh, what a machine!
It will cost you 30 cents a pound.
Oh, oh, what a machine.
So treat my baby gentle, treat my baby kind, cause her kind of service nowadays is hard to find. She's got the best machine, the best washing machine in town. She can do it over and over, and her machine won't break down.
What a machine!
I wish that guy with the sax would give up.
Back in the jungle.
Hound here at WFMU East Orange, knocking them requests back. Johnny Emilio in the Downbeats there with Juke. Five Royales did Laundromat Blues. Eddie Cochran, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bill Breach, remember what movie that one was from? Untamed Youth with Mamie Van Doren.
Would it be Untamed Youth, the one with, I believe, had Mamie Van Doren in it?
That's the one. Floyd Dixon did Ooh, Little Girl. That was not a request item, but I like that record.
Which movie was that from?
Terminator 2.
Uh-huh.
The Creep.
Hollywood
Anal. Betty Lou's got a new tattoo, and the tattoos are out. Everybody get...
It's true.
Warm
it's
weather on Avenue A.
All that white flesh showing on Avenue
parades
A.
Parades of tattoos. We got announcements.
The glint of nose jewelry.
This week's announcements are all on scraps of paper that have been handed to me. Let's see. Tonight at a place called XOXO, 11 o'clock, 1st Street and 2nd Avenue, Rockets Red Glare returns to the world of stand-up comedy.
How about it?
Wow, really?
For as much longer as he can stand up.
How's he getting paid, money or food?
or drugs. I don't know. There's a benefit tomorrow night at the Pyramid Club for Wendy Wilde, the first of many benefits to pay for Wendy's chemotherapy. And this is at midnight tomorrow at the Pyramid Club. Barbara Patterson, Lloyd, I don't know any of these people, Lloyd Flotilla, DeBarge, Jane County, Joey Arias, uh-oh, The Murmurs, Wendy Wilde, Danny Johnson, MC Head. There's going to be a
transsexual parade.
Yeah, but there's going to be a rock and roll benefit for Wendy, and he should go support this thing because she can use the money.
This is benefit phase one. Her expenses are extraordinarily bad.
Bob
this
Groon,
is her second bout.
Our old pal Bob Groon will be showing his some films that he hasn't shown in years and years at the Green Door starting at 9 o'clock next Friday night, 15 St. Mark's, New York Dolls documentary, Looking for a Kiss. Which is, and then there's the Rock Express, which is the Clash Suicide, summer 1978. And then there's a New York Death Cult featuring Richard Hell and the Heartbreakers and Patti Smith and Blondie. And that's 9 o'clock at the Green Door, 15 St. Mark's. Lonesome Bob is at the Levee every Friday. And this is the weirdest thing. I saw this in the paper today. It's a place called Finian's Rainbow in St. Mark's Place is advertising Wild Jimmy Spruill, the great guitar player who played on Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison. They made hundreds of great records.
He always played that one Jersey City that he plays on.
Yeah,
right?
He's supposed to be there tonight. I'm going to go check it out. I have no idea if it's going to be any good or not. But Finian's Rainbow in St. Mark's Place,
second and third.
Yeah.
And Wild Jimmy Spruill makes his return to music.
It may be like pasteurized process blues spread, you never know, but
hey,
certainly
I saw Wilbert Harrison at the Fillmore.
Really?
Yeah, me and Russell Walensky.
Wow.
Who else is on the bill?
I forgot.
I only have
partial memory recall.
I think Wilbert would be the memorable one on any bill. Anyway, do you guys have some news picked out? Are we newsworthy?
Richard, do you want to pick celebrity first news here?
Well, my favorite thing of the week was this boom, boom, boom. Where is it?
It's been a weird week.
Yeah, really. This week in tennis.
Tennis, the tennis thing. Yeah. This tennis coach that was obsessed with a teenage player hatched a bizarre plan to keep her captive at a remote mountain home. And it was just, did you read this thing?
Yeah, it's pretty insane. I mean, he had the place totally wired for sound and picture, and he came at her and her mom with a wheelchair and a ski mask on. What was he going to do with a wheelchair?
And a cattle prod.
Those are my favorite news stories, like the Amy Fisher thing. To me, it's like people screwing each other and cheating on their wives. It's like, that's so uninteresting. It happens all the time. Once in a while, it explodes. This thing is like, well, you have to understand, it's not the sickness of the thing that he did. It's the fact that he was this like respected, normal guy who people like loved and admired and sent their kids for tennis lessons.
And he spent like $50,000 and like
that's
6 months
thing.
Preparing for this whole freak out,
yeah,
which just completely went to pieces.
Other part of his mind and like
see,
that
it's
insanity
sad.
Of the mind. I love that stuff.
The thing is, it saddens me that there's this poor little torture chamber that'll never be used.
There it is, another love bunker wasted, folks.
Yeah.
I could use the handcuffs, perhaps.
Can they sublet it for a weekend?
Oh, man. Yeah, the one thing you got to say for the Amy Fisher case, though, is it did foist upon us the most fascinating surname I think I've ever heard.
Buttafuoco.
Buttafuoco.
Yeah, I won't even guess how that's translated.
Hey.
Buttafuoco, huh?
That was my favorite.
My pocket space.
That was my favorite news story of the week, but although Monica Seles was pretty...
Well,
what's that all
this week
about?
In tennis.
This week in tennis.
Was that like a tale of dark sexual obsession, or have we just...
No, I think it's just sports fandom gone berserk.
That's fairly weird. Also, like one tennis hooligan.
Just another reason why Germany should not exist as a country. I mean, I don't think they should have let Germany be reunited. I think they should have carved it up like a checkerboard in the little, like, you know, one-acre lots.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think.
There you have it.
There you have it. Into the mind of the hound. Mm-hmm. What's left of it.
A rare trip.
Drunk driving thing is pretty interesting.
I got some really great mail I'd like to thank people for this week. I got a... Erwin Schuss had sent a tape of Raymond Scott and Bo Diddley.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? Dave the Spaz sent the Shemp Meditation tape.
What this is inner office mail?
Yeah. I got great inner office mail.
You have friends in low places.
I'm networking this year.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make friends.
You're actually being nice to your fellow FMU DJs.
Those guys, yeah.
Okay, two of them.
Shemp Meditation tape in the background.
How's it coming out, Richie?
It's not too loud.
How's that for matting, folks?
Oh,
well, we'll gather the news up a little more and unless we got one on deck right now.
Nah, let's forge ahead.
It's time for Hillbilly Hangover, and I know Richard's a big Johnny Cash fan. You actually met Johnny Cash this year, right?
Yeah.
Christmas time, last year.
Yeah, I went up into his dressing room just as he was leaving, got him to autograph the little booklet that comes with the CD set.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do you have a firm handshake?
I was, what's his name? Jeremy was on his way out. He said, yeah, Johnny's still there. You better catch him before he leaves.
Jeremy left with Johnny's watch.
Yeah, and I got his pens.
This is great, the Shemp meditation tape. Dave the Spaz, what a genius, folks.
I followed Johnny Cash shopping once.
Really? What did he buy?
You know what he bought was a bunch of weird clothes, I think, for his kid.
Hmm.
It was on Broadway, or 10th Street between Broadway and University. There's a bunch of like sort of French country antique stores and stuff. And he was going to these clothing racks in a couple of these places and pulling weird shirts off.
Wow.
I don't know, stuff to gag June with.
Does anybody out there know if the song 5 Minutes to Live is on a record? I would love to play that one, but I've never been able to find that one on a record.
I'll tape it off the video.
I'll pay mightily for it. It doesn't sound too good. It's a cheap video.
And it's got Vic Tayback talking over it.
Yeah. Anyway, here we go. Hillbilly Hangover. And it's Hazel Atkins' birthday, so we'll hear Hazel in here. Well, you'll hear what we'll get.
Play along at home, folks.
FME Reach
like you thought it up.
We'll be back with Handsome Dick Manitoba in a little while.
Just around the corner there's heartache, down the street that loses you. If you can wade in through the teardrop, you'll find me at the home of the blues. The sweetest memories, so sweet that I cry. Dreams that I've had left me feeling so bad. I just want to give up and lay down and die. So if you just lost your sweetheart, and it seems there's no way to choose, come along with me, misery loves company. You're welcome at the home of the blues.
Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Well, here I am, drunk again.
I said I'd never do it again. everybody. It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
So long we've been married, life's burdens we carried, though faith kept us humble and made all of truth.
But plans that we make up, someone seems to break up. Oh, darling, what else can we do?
We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, some place where we can live a life of our own. For I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone.
When I go out walking, there's lots of loose talking. They say we're unhappy and we'll break apart.
But darling, it's not true, because I still love you, and I do with all of my heart.
We may have to leave you to find peace of mind, dear, some place where we can live a life of our own. For I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone.
They say you are leaving, that you are deceiving, but you tell me they say the same about me.
But we'll show them they're wrong, that loose talk can do harm, and hope that the truth they will see.
We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, some place where we can live a life of our own. For I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone.
Yes, sir, and howdy, folks. How are y'all out there? Give us a great big smile, will you? And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles for the next 15 minutes. You're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of them wolves hanging around. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else. I've been all around this wide world, nothing I ain't seen. Well, I got a little gal, she's far from being queen. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear. But she wears my brand. For this little gal of mine, I'd fight most any man.
Get in, friend.
Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else.
That's bad thing.
No fear of them wolves hanging around. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like.
far from being queen.
Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of loving someone else.
Hello, baby. This is Hassel Agnes, star of Norton Records. And you are tuned in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM East on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
I'm happy.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, Hound here at WFMU East Orange with Hazel Atkins. I'm happy, and he's happy because it was his birthday Thursday. Happy birthday, Hazel.
He's still younger than Bill Wyman,
if,
I think.
If he was a baseball younger player, Ralph Kiner would probably say Hazel.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Hazel Atkins is coming to bat.
I remember hearing Ralph Kiner.
Gary Cooper.
Ralph Kiner one time saying it was Father's Day, and he said, happy birthday to all you fathers out there. Anyway, before that, we heard the Maddox Brothers by request, Ugly and Slouchy. Buck Owens and Rose Maddox did Loose Talk before that. Ray Hudson, Here I Am, Drunk Again. And we opened it up with Johnny Cash, Home of the Blues.
Hey.
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 Hey. One more, we got another late announcement here. The Blood Oranges at the Delancey's Bar, 168 Delancey Street, which is at the foot of the Williamsburg Bridge. This is with the Spikes Karaoke Bar. Yeah. Steve Almos Quartet is also playing.
Featuring our pal John Graboff and Al Greller, and a bunch
May
of other
5th,
geniuses.
9 o'clock, all beers, $3. Admission, ooh, $3. Giant Laser Karaoke.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Well, I had my first brush with karaoke in there a few weeks ago. It was interesting.
I sang a karaoke song once.
Did you? What was yours?
Florida. My friend's like a big karaoke star. This guy, John Nunziato, he's like a hair cutter. I grew up with in the Bronx. Moved down to Florida, he cuts hair, but he become this like big karaoke star. So I went around with him to one of these clubs, and he played Party Starts Now, and it was like pretty big hit down in Florida.
Oh, wow.
A couple of years ago.
So you actually sang with yourself, huh?
they just play the track.
What is karaoke? You sing with a backing track?
It's really weird because it's a laser disc. They have these bands re-record these songs without the vocals. So they'll have a vocal track that you can sort of sing along with, but if you're brave, you'll just cut it out. And then there's this video image that goes along with it of like sort of Oriental people acting out what's going on in the song.
That must be high tech.
This is pretty weird. And then they've got the follow the bouncing ball lyrics at the bottom of the screen.
What this guy does is he passes out pieces of paper in this catalog of songs.
Yeah.
And you pick a song and you know, that's the song that you do.
I'll put it right up there with Smoking Crack as one of the 90s fun things I just can't get into.
Yeah, well, there it is. I did a very soulful rendition of Rainy Days and Mondays, though.
would you care to recreate it for us right here?
No.
Bring the chickens down.
A cappella?
Please. Anyway, we got news, kids?
Yeah.
News.
Just a little think piece. From the Environmental Engineering News, these are some of the punishments for drunk driving convictions in other countries. See, in Australia, they print the name of drunk drivers in newspapers under the caption, quote, "He's drunk and in jail." So, ladies, I guess you're off the hook if you drink in Australia. In Malaysia, the driver is jailed, and if married, the spouse is jailed. So, ladies, you can forget that. In the United Kingdom, Finland, and Sweden, there's an automatic sea jail term of 1 year, whatever that means. In Turkey, drunk drivers are driven 20 miles out of town and forced to walk back.
That's a funny one.
In Bulgaria, you get 2 drunk driving convictions before you're killed. And in El Salvador, it's on your first offense. You actually get executed by firing squad.
Wow. So
bring the chauffeur.
That's what I like about living in New York. They can't arrest you for drunk walking.
Yeah, really, for drunk subway riding.
Well,
you get tickets for making noise. You got a ticket at Sinead the other day for 3 cop cars pull up. For
one of Witt's solos?
They stopped the band. They were playing too loud.
Witt was playing too fast.
And on the same street corner, you go, smoke, coke, smoke, coke.
There ought to be a law.
I have my own problems about the exactly what the NYPD decides to is an enforceable crime and what isn't.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, let's
anyway.
An alternative lifestyle.
Yeah.
The boys in blue.
Can't fight City Hall.
No kidding.
Nope.
You can jump off of it though.
You know, could I get the
if you have the right permit?
Can I get the news file back? There was something I wanted to. I'm trying to remember if anybody died or was born.
You have it.
Oh, I do have it.
Nope.
No, I don't
it's underneath
have it.
The tabloids.
Oh, never mind.
You mean the This Week in Tennis file?
This Week in Tennis. There was
football player died, Raiders.
Yeah.
It's not that interesting, right?
Of what?
Cub reporter Andy Madsen came up with an amazing sports story here. And I thought we should get this out of the way. Wait. Let me cue up the laugh track for this one, because we're going to need it. Slobodan Janovic, fuming at a call that fouled him out of a game. This is a Serbian player here. Soccer.
Tiddlywinks.
Rammed his head against a concrete block in anger and suffered a broken neck that left him paralyzed.
Wow.
Basketball. The 6'8" Serb is a center for the Paninios of Athens, which was playing in the semifinals of the Greek championships. The incident occurred Wednesday night. With 6 minutes left in the game, Janovic's team trailing by 4 points. Isn't that, don't you think that's a good story?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's improper coaching, because what he should have done is taken the ref's head and smashed it against the wall, resulting in paralysis.
Right, well, you don't get paid.
You make the call.
You don't get paid to think in the world of sports.
You do when contract time comes around.
Let's play some more records, and then we'll come back and we'll get the news under control here. Got one queued up here by the Pelicans.
Rest of my life, man with my wife, ain't roaming no more with Rose and Joe. Don't drink no more, gonna save my dough. Ain't ballin' no more with Mary Joe. Spend the rest of my life, man with my wife. No, no, I ain't gonna do it. 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 No,
rest of my life. Man with my wife. No, no, I ain't gonna do it. 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 No, no, I ain't gonna do it.
This is a hit!
I totally blew it, folks. I brought the scratchy. I had two copies of this. I brought the scratchy copy. I'm just going to cancel it, okay? It's just too scratchy.
So you can cross that off the checklist.
Yeah. Sorry about that, folks.
I can scratch it off.
Yeah, we'll go with this one. This is less scratchy.
This is from the CD.
Well, in this big wide world, it's dog eat dog, and if you plan on getting, play it all, you better go, boy. Go, boy. You better go, boy. Yeah, you better go. Well, you better count your pennies. If you're gonna get on top, you're gonna wind up on bottom. If you go like that, you better go, boy. Go, boy. Breaks, and if you got in the morning, that's what it takes. You better go, boy. Go, boy. You better go, boy. Yeah. You better go. Well, you're on your own if you ever get down and you need any help.
You're a psycho.
Hey!
A bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
Well, come on, baby, shove the rug, rocking and rolling, beats kissing and hugging. I'd rock, I'd rock, I'd rock. Well, let's rock and roll tonight. Well, wrap your arms around this frame. Already know this game. I'd rock, I'd rock, I'd rock. When we rock, baby, hold me tight. Yeah, yeah, let's rock, rock. Yeah. Well, come in there, baby, one more time. We're taking these records with my last time. Hot rock. Like gangbusters would. Hot rock. Yeah, hot rock. Hot rock. Scared of my bump, don't bite. Come in here, yeah. With all your body, all your soul, don't break the hold, just rock and roll. Hot rock.
Listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Out here, WFMU East Orange. That was Miss Lavelle there with the Stop These Teardrops on the Duke label. Johnny Carroll did Hot Rock. Before that, the Picheros by request, Bebop Baby on the Accello label. Floyd Lee did Go Boy. We tried to hear Wayne Cochran with the Coup, but I brought the copy that was so that I should have thrown in the garbage. It was so scratchy.
Yeah, you brought the copy the cat got a hold
and
of.
And the Pelicans opened it up with I Ain't Gonna Do It. So now with the Simon of the Bar Sinister's fame, who did always does a good rendition of that Smiley Lewis tune. And we're sitting here with Bill Bruch is here, and Handsome Dick Manitoba is here. And what does the future hold for Handsome Dick Manitoba? You had a new band, and it broke up already, and you're putting it back together.
I've been listening to the Del Rubio triplets lately. Ever hear them?
I dated them. Just kidding.
I banged them all.
Yeah.
All three of them in one magic night.
The ones with the hairdos, the hair don'ts.
They're really funny.
Are they?
Yeah. Very entertaining.
So they're a power trio, I guess. Huh?
Let's change the matting. I like this one better. For nice warm weather.
Well,
The Enchanted Forest.
It's like the guy that paints on TV.
Right, here's a nice little think piece little in the news. A 46-year-old Massachusetts man last year walked away from a car accident with an unexpected problem. A French accent.
What?
I swear to God. At first it bothered me very much, but I can't make myself understood very well, the man who asked not to be identified said in a telephone interview. He said he had no experience with a foreign language. Shut up the laugh track for a second. This is a true story. It was in Newsday. He said he had no experience with a foreign language, and he has never even traveled farther than from New Jersey than New Jersey from his home in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. Not Paris, Texas?
No. The case offers a clue into a rare neurological problem dubbed foreign accent syndrome that has been chronicled in scientific literature 24 times since 1907. It usually occurs after a head injury or a stroke. He definitely has a foreign accent, said Dr. Majaz Munis, a neurologist who presented the case yesterday.
A neurologist
during the
WWF.
The annual meeting of the American Academy of Neurology. We've asked him about his ancestry. Nothing. There are no other neurological problems. Munis said that doctors found a constricting of the man's vocal cords. Brain scans show no structural problems, but did show a decreased blood flow in areas that involve motor control.
He has an increased appetite for cheese.
The few in history who have reported have gained new accents include individuals from the United States, Poland, Italy, France, Sweden, and Czechoslovakia. Some have visited those regions, but have no history there.
In other words, he smelled bad and left lousy tips.
I think maybe.
Maybe.
I think maybe he likes Mickey Rourke and Jerry Lewis movies now.
Oui, yeah. The Petit Brando.
You know, you could, no matter if you
so
say
you're hoarding the good ones. That's
you could say any.
Uh-huh.
No, I had them on here. You guys had first.
We get
crack
the also
I always look at the hard copy because I can pretend I have a real job.
Oh well, you know, I'll tell you.
What you can tell me? What you can tell me? I don't already know.
You can insult French people on the radio and no one ever complains. I mean, if you said anything bad about you know
midgets,
any other group, yeah. The phones, all five lines would be lit up right now, but nobody will defend the French, you know?
I spent
those
three...
Nazi collaborationists.
Please, give us back our country.
No, I spent 3 weeks in France in November, and they actually were like the nicest people I've ever met.
Yeah, I don't really hate the French. I don't hate anybody.
They send the lousy ones over here, except for Philippe.
Yeah. You don't hate anybody?
No.
How about those kids asking for money?
Yeah, what if
those kids I hate.
The kids that
the dirty change for drugs and alcohol, man.
Yeah, dirty change
I hate
for
little verb.
Hamburger.
I don't commit crimes like we did when we were young. This poor old guy who had almost had a heart attack robbing a bank. You following this story?
No.
Eugene Cadawalder from Long Island. He's a 69-year-old guy with all these gambling debts. So he's trying to rob a bank, and he's running away, and he almost has a stroke and collapses. The cops had to get his heart medicine for him.
And he
can't afford the $500 a month cost for medicine that him and his wife need for their heart, so he tried to rob Chase Manhattan Bank out in the island. I feel sorry for that guy. They should give him the money. At least he wasn't grubbing for spare change. He went out and tried to rob a damn bank.
There it is.
Chase Manhattan Bank, a rather sleazy bank it is.
He deserves
to be
robbed. Convenience store. Did you see the banknote thing? From the desk of?
It's here. Yeah, you want it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll man the laugh track. Richard, you chime in.
Color commentary.
Let's begin. Police probably wouldn't have had a tough time catching a suspected bank robber even if they hadn't spotted him minutes after the holdup. After all, he left his name. And what a name it is. Lee W. Womble, I think it was also the drummer in the Ruddles, 28, of Bridgeport, approached a teller at the Lafayette Bank on Monday, presented them with a withdrawal slip with the money scribbled on it along with his name. Cops said he wrote his name on it twice, once on top of the other. I guess it's like a carbon. He could have been just trying to kill time. He could have been nervous or something, said Lieutenant Thomas Rodia, a detective. He also dropped an 8-inch knife. He was wanted for making harassing phone calls prior to this and had $3,000 in cash on him when authorities apprehended him.
Cool.
From the desk of Lee W. Womble.
Wow. Well, on that note, let's get Blues Hangover out of the way. You know, it would have been Little Walter's birthday today.
Had he lived.
He'd only have been 63 years old. He was a young man when he died.
Little MF and Walter.
Yep, so here he is. And this is a great one. This is Little Walter in a rare appearance with Bo Diddley on guitar. Hit it, Little.
The economy is bad. I mean, I don't mind how things have happened. A nigga tried to rob me night before last. That's right. Nigga gonna stick up a black man. Now, wasn't that dumb? Nigga gonna rob Zorro. This nigga jumped out the alley. Didn't have a gun, a pipe, or a brick. All he knew was karate. Jumped out there and said, stick up. I got a black belt. I said, well, they gonna need it to lower your ass in the ground.
Yes, I'm destined to never strike, my little heart. on. Yes, I'm gonna write you a letter, call you on the telephone. I'm so tired of living in this big wide world alone.
Get drunk and go home and sit on the toilet and throw up in the face bowl. I've been drunk in that. I sat in the face bowl, threw up in the toilet. I'm not lying. When I pull my covers back, I want to see what's laying there on the white sheet. I had a white girl once blended right into the sheet. I missed her and bit a hole in the mattress. Oh,
talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. You're the man running from hand to hand. You can get your woman. I got another man. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. You would mistreat me and you won't do right. You can take it all back where you had it last night. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. Well, you can't be mine. Somebody else is too. I ain't gonna stand that way you do. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. You're a married man and you got a wife. You keep her running around here, you'll lose your life. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. That you had for me till the night. You can turn it around, bring it home tonight. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. My man, now you got me here from hand to hand. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. Ain't no need you walking around with your mouth poked out. That is something just worth to cut it out. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. You know when I met you from house to house, I know some of your women had put you out. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. It wouldn't been so bad, but you didn't have a dime, and I wouldn't mind helping no man of mine. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. Well, look at what you expect for me to do. Want me to be your man and your doctor too. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do.
But a rattlesnake. you're so blue.
You make me weep and moan.
You make me feel so blue.
You make me weep and moan.
You ain't looking for no man. You just looking for a home.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Out here, and that was today's Blues Hangover. John Brim there, you ain't nothing but a rattlesnake. Little Walter's playing on that one. Memphis Minnie talking about you. Chuck Berry ripped off. Smokey Smothers by request, Give It Back. Willie Nix did I'm a Nervous Wreck, and Little Walter opened it up Bo Diddley on guitar on that one, and that was called Roller Coaster. I think we got our vibe report on the line, eh? Let's see. Bring up the vibe music. Airline, is that Airline, Roscoe?
Yeah.
Could that be you?
See.
So perfectly on top. Are you down in Arkansas?
Yep.
Wow.
How's them hot springs?
Not bad. Oh, you got the nature boy out there.
And some Dick Manitoba's here.
Hey, hey.
And, wow, this is going great.
Yeah, actually, I'm in the lobby of the Arlington.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just...
Order a is that the most beautiful hotel lobby? In...
It's pretty awesome.
Do you like deco? It's like an overt homage to deco. Order a drink for me.
Why are you there, Eric?
Why not?
Well, when you could be on Avenue A?
Yeah, we just went to McClard's.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It's hard to get a table. You got to do that. You got to maneuver for the
table.
Well,
we kind of went for like the post-lunch busy time, you know.
What do you
That's
what is this, like a barbecue place?
Fantastic barbecue place.
It's
my favorite.
It's one of the top 28 in the United States.
What did you have?
I had the chopped pork sandwich and a tamale. And
their tamales are incredible.
Their tamales are really good.
What exactly is in a tamale?
Well, a tamale is cornmeal and ground beef and spices that is wrapped in a corn shuck.
Yeah, like a corn
zapper.
Yeah.
The outside thing.
The corn shuck, and then it's tied with string while it's steamed over a bunch of, you know, more interesting stuff thrown in water. And the tamale was good. The baked beans were awesome. Really good coleslaw that wasn't too jacked up with sugar. A lot of times coleslaw is just so jacked up with sugar.
When you speak in beans, though, you got to try the beans at Stubby's when you're there.
Well,
Stubby's has amazing beans.
I'm right next to the other Stubby's, and I was going to go in there and buy some of their sauce to go. You know, they sell like bottles of sauce.
Well, you just get a little one of those things of beans. Those
so you think Stubby's beans are better than McClard's?
Best in the world.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I love hot springs.
I'm not a big bean fan. The texture's it's too soft. Not enough chew.
Beans at Southern barbecue places, they always have like a lot of meat in with them, you know, and they're usually nice and spicy.
And they're crusty. They've got like this like meat crust on
them. See, that's the thing with the chopped pork, you know. The outside of it gets all burnt and the inside.
So what else you been doing there, Roscoe?
Well, we were just going to, the Kentucky Derby, they're running that pretty soon.
That's today?
Yeah, so we figured that maybe the Arlington Hotel lobby bar would be the spot to watch.
Oh, yeah, they got all those racing silks and all that stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's the place to watch it for sure.
The horse racing here in Hot Springs finished up last week, but we just drove by the track and it was really crowded. A lot of people just in there watching the Derby on TV.
Well, swill a few milk juleps for me.
Yeah, maybe I'll get Mary Lee some.
They make a good mint julep in that bar.
Really?
Yep.
So what's up with you guys?
Let's see. What have I been doing? I've been drunk. Sally's up in where is she again?
Nantucket.
Really?
Ah. Yeah, she's having a little vacation. I wish she had two.
From Nantucket.
Let's see. I don't know what else is going on. I had a great time at that party. I love Rachel's movie, so we went to that party on Tuesday.
It was good.
You were next door at Andy's gig, and we never hooked up because I was having such a good time. We kind of, Bill Bruch and his brother commandeered the whole couch section of the back, and we set up a pot lounge. And
great.
Had a great time.
Yeah, I split early because I forgot my earplugs, and for two, I had to be in mixing my tape at 9 o'clock in the morning the next day.
Did you get that all finished?
Most of it. I still got a couple tunes to do next week, but it's pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
Let's see, what other news is news? Is there any fun in town there tonight?
Well, I'm sort of fascinated by an ad in the paper that says Wild Jimmy Spruill,
the guitar player, was on a Kansas City
that Wilbur Harrison was playing. Other than that, there's nothing to do.
Where are you playing?
It's a little bar in St. Mark's called Finian's Rainbow. Never heard, you know, I walk by it all the time, but I never noticed that.
Oh,
it's
right there by
Japanese
Village Leather.
Yeah, right in that little spot.
There's
there.
A May Day thing at Tompkins Park.
I should have missed that.
No, I forgot about that.
Oh, but it's a pot celebration.
No, that's a different one. That's a parade that ends, I think that goes to Washington Square Park.
Yeah, pot, Washington Square, bottles and rocks, Tompkins Square. It seems to be the split. Yeah.
I just hate when the cops move in and you can't even get around ice cream. 15 million idiots. I just wish they would all go home. Everybody. Leave us alone. That's my
attitude.
Let's
put it this way. You ain't missing much.
Yeah. But, you know,
I would have eaten some pork down there with you.
How bad?
There you go.
Let's go.
Well, I guess I will pick up those baked beans, and we're planning on coming here for brunch tomorrow.
Oh, that's an amazing brunch. The ice sculpture alone. You got to bring your camera.
Yeah, I got the camera.
Or your chainsaw.
They call it brunch in the Deep South?
Huh?
They call that thing brunch in the Deep South?
Well, in the grand hotels
in
the Deep South.
Yeah. Well, what'd you have for dessert? We didn't get to that.
Well, I skipped it.
Ooh, a smart move.
I skipped it.
Watching out for your heart.
They did have apple pie there, but it was also, you know, like, I didn't feel too good about it, like, sitting there at the table for too many courses while, you know, people were standing outside in the rain. You know, it's the thoughtful sco.
How about it?
Trying to make a little room for the people.
What a guy.
Dead pictures of young Bill Clinton up there jamming with some guitar player.
Wild Jimmy Spruill, I believe.
Probably. All right, guys, well,
okay,
we got to the bomb set there.
Well, chew carefully.
Yeah.
See you, Ben. Big forks.
Give my regards to Arkansas.
Okay.
And the misses.
See you, Scott.
All right. Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Boy, I wish I was there. That's such a great town. That's
I'm
such a great place.
I'm starving now.
Oh, yeah.
All that food talk. Don't get me hungry.
All right, well, it's VOM time, and we're going to start this off with some dictator stuff. This first Dictators album, 1974. You guys beat Patti Smith and the Ramones, beat everybody to the
punk rock punch.
Yeah, punk rock. How old were you when this
first
came out?
First one to fool them.
Yeah.
I was probably 74.
Yeah.
20.
You're 20 years old. All right, let's hear from...
Let's figure that one out.
Dictators also in this VOM set. We got... See, it's the 11th... 2 days ago was the 11th anniversary of Lester Bangs' death, and we got a brand new 45, not even out yet, by The Liars, and a brand new EP, which is out as of Monday with the A-Bones backing up Roy Loney, the Flaming Groovy. So stay tuned. We got a great VOM set for you, folks. WFMU East Orange.
at night. Buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
Guitar action now. think you're talking to? Listen, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Boy sings his way into your heart.
I don't have to be here, you know. I don't have to show up here. With my best financial holdings, I could have been basking in the sun in Florida. This is just a hobby for me. Nothing, you hear? A hobby.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I keep reaching for the wrong microphone. Handsome Dick Manitoba and the Dictators, their next big thing from their debut LP, the Dictators.
Folks, if we truly were men without fear, we'd continue the conversations we keep having off the air, on the air. That ain't going to happen.
Forget it. Lakers won.
In the grand tradition, the best parts of the show are always in the car. Roy Loney and the A-Bones, brand new, You Know What You Can Do. The Liars,
and
brand new,
too.
Boston. Before that, we heard the Dictators from a bootleg version of New York, New York. And we opened up with Weekend. And HGM.
Whose
never
Weekend starts on Wednesday.
What's your latest thing you're working on?
I was working in a band.
Looking for a guitar player, right?
Yeah, looking for songs, looking for original songs. I was working
to go with them.
I'll get a guitar player. I'm more concerned with songs. I got a rhythm section that I think is going to work out great. I had a band. We're about to play our first gig next Saturday at CBGB's, and it was my original reason for being here. Now I'm just here because I'm hanging.
To talk about food and girls.
I got in a big fight with, it wasn't musical differences, it was personality differences, human differences.
Mental cruelty?
Mental cruelty, and I just couldn't take it, so I said...
Clash of egos?
Yeah, no, I left mine at the door. So I just couldn't take the guy I was working with, so I split, and I feel better about it, but now I got to put it back together. So I'm looking for songs, I'm looking for a killer guitar player.
And meanwhile, your fans can visit you down at the bar at... It's a couple of doors down from Shanae on St. Mark's Place. What's it called?
Anshaw.
Anshaw.
Irish bar.
All right, we got to go through these announcements, and since I got them all on these postcards, it might take me a minute here. Bob Grun, next Friday night, Friday, May 7th. This is very special. Bob Grun is having a video party at 15 St. Mark's Place at the Green Door.
Always really great-looking girls at those shows, too.
And Bob Grun's a great guy, and he's showing these things. You're never going to see him anywhere else.
He smokes Lucky Strikes.
Yeah.
And also, there's a...
LSMFT.
You interrupted me. I'm going to come over, I'm going to jump over this console and show you
radio mosaic.
Thing. No, I'm not. I didn't tell anybody what it is.
Oh, what is it? You said it already before.
Nobody was listening at 3 o'clock. Now people are home. Looking for a Kiss, a New York Dolls documentary. Then there's another documentary, Clash Suicide, Newsreel Summer 78 called Rock Express. And then New York Death Cult with Blondie, Patti Smith, Richard Hell, The Heartbreakers, Jane County. Well, I'll sick them on you if you do that one more time. Rock
is that your girlfriend?
Yeah. Oh.
I'll get you at recess.
Wait a second. Uh-oh.
Gonna have to car.
Jane.
Well, yeah, honey. Bend over. I'll drive you to Newark.
Rockets Red Glare tonight at 11 p.m. doing a stand-up act at XOXO at 1st Street and 2nd Avenue.
What's he going to do? Stand up?
He's going to stand up.
That's
and
pretty
ask,
amazing.
Ask for money. Delancey Street Bar. This is at Delancey, the foot of the Williamsburg Bridge. Spike Friggin's doing a karaoke thing, and also the Blood Oranges and Steve Alamos Quartet. I see.
Where am I? Hey, listen.
Benefit for Wendy Wilde at the Pyramid tomorrow night.
That's serious.
And most importantly of all, well, actually, Wendy's cancer is very, very serious, and I hope everybody goes there and spends a lot of money to pay for her chemotherapy. But Wild Jimmy Spruill tonight at Finium's Rainbow, great guitar player.
Remember Roberta Bailey, photographer?
Yep.
From CBGB era.
Yep.
I ran into her in the street the other day. She's having a show this month or next month. She's going to send me the thing in the mail, so I'll forward it to you.
Okay.
At Dear Francis Gallery.
Dear Francis, a gallery?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her since they fired her from High Times.
Down in Soho.
I haven't seen her since they fired her from John Cale's band.
According to Andy Chernoff, she's a very talented girl, good singer, songwriter.
She
was thinking of working with her.
Well, does she play guitar? Your problems are solved.
No chicks in my band. Only chicks backstage.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm from the old fashioned.
There, Richard.
I'm from the old fashioned. Are you kidding? All my fans are sexist.
Mm. Yeah, sexist is just a liberal with a hard on. Am I allowed to say that on the radio? I guess
just
not.
Did.
I didn't say it.
Had he lived.
Now I have to do a station. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. I'm driving for one more hour. We've got Handsome Dick Manitoba here with
grabbing
us.
Grabbing the wheel.
King of rock and wrestling. So you sort of, you did the rock and wrestling thing way ahead of your time, and you never got to cash in on it, huh? Cyndi Lauper just walked away with the prize and left you out in the cold. We got to do a PSA.
You did have that great cameo on that MTV rock and wrestling thing. That was
unbelievable. That was good, yeah. We have a PSA. If you notice your children acting irritable, impulsive, aggressive, hyperactive, or socially withdrawn. I think Bruce has this disease. Believe it or not, there are maybe experiencing a sleep disorder called obstructive sleep apnea, OSO.
Apnea. I do have it.
Apnea?
Sleep apnea.
Apnea.
Yeah.
for your copy of free copy of an information packet on OSA and other sleep disorders, please call the Sleep Disorder Center of Morristown Memorial Hospital at 1-800-447-3337. That's 1-800-447-3337. That's obstructive sleep apnea.
A thrill and a half. I wake up blue about twice a year.
Really?
Yeah.
I wake up blue every morning.
Mm.
It didn't hurt me,
I'm not
none.
Talking about my my yarbles.
Not blown.
Anyway, kids, let's play some more records. I got one queued up here because
I'm... Are we taking phone calls?
What, you want to take a phone call?
Are there any?
Hi, welcome to Sports Talk.
Welcome
to This Week in Tennis.
When we come back on, we'll take phone calls. Anybody wants to call and talk to Handsome Dick?
Yeah, if you want to audition over the air for the singer.
Remember, we
spot.
Can trace your number. If you curse on the air, we will show up at your house and trash it.
Don't get us in trouble. We'll get you in trouble.
So people are going, who's Jimmy Spruill? Well, among other great accomplishments is this record.
Play along with it.
International Raceway presents one of the most incredible nitro-burning, ground-pounding shows in the history of drag racing. It's un-f***ing believable. 96 of the nation's fastest funny cars attack the track in mind-bending fury with the top names in the sport. You'll see Don the Snake Prudhomme, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, Ed the Ace McCulloch, and many, many more. If you only go to one race in your whole life, you cannot miss this f***ing event. Ground-pounding funny cars that explode into flames and fly into the stands at 250 miles per hour. Plus women. Four women that you've ever seen in one place. Women wearing nearly nothing. Women so drunk they can't even f***ing speak. Nitro-burning funny cars. Plus breasts. Breasts everywhere. Breasts you can touch. Breasts on fire. Plus free f***ing beer. That's right. Free f***ing beer. Free beer. Free women and funny cars on fire. It's the most incredible f***ing race in the history of the f***ing universe. It'll be f***ing incredible. Can you believe all this f***ing s*** will be going on at one f***ing place? Free
f***ing beer and women, f***ing women everywhere.
I'll pass you on reverse side. The heat don't move me, man, it cools me. Behind a wheel, I'm a big, big deal. Look out, big daddy, I'm a waving bye-bye. I can tell by the look on his face that cat just itching for a race. This car mine sure is able, takes 109 to twist that cable, so we better think twice before he set the pace. My baby in the seat, bugging me, so take it easy, honey, please. I said, be quiet, it's a fight, I can't hardly see, it's still lights, I'm gonna push that panic button, baby, and blast you free. For hours, how long can it last? Oh, tell me, will I ever get to pass? His car's steaming, mine is too. My baby's screaming, turning blue. She said, honey, you're just rolling simply too fast. She grabbed me around the neck, said, stop, you crazy wreck. I'm gonna get out and walk. Oh, it's siphon. Right done knocking, the bow's hot too. My baby's telling me what to do, but I'm an old hot rod and I'm here to stay, sir. What's that sound that I hear buzzing in my ear?
Get up, son, it's time to go to school.
Oh, all that racing in a dream. I'm so tired I can scream, but I'm the best sleeper ever seen.
Zing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
staring at a circle only half an inch wide. Staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head. What?
Remember, my friends, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
All in vain. Well, I destined to be one of the hit songs of the day.
Back in his
Pound here, WFMU East Orange. That was the Jesters, Cadillac Man. Eddie Bo before that I'm Tired. Jackie Lee Cochran by request, Georgia Lee Brown. Willie Egan did Come On. There's a new Willie Egan CD on the Relic label. It's actually pretty fantastic. It's called Come On. Ray Burden, The Hot Rodder's Dream. And before that, Wild Jimmy Spruill, Hard Grind. And he is the Hard Grind Man. I've never seen him play. I don't know anybody who has.
So
I've never seen his name.
Like.
Yeah, but I'm going to go over this by Spinion's Rainbow and check him out. Wild Jimmy Spruill. We might have a really special guest here next week or the week after. I'm like, he's so special, I don't want to say anything.
What do you mean, Jinx? Really?
I mean, like, really special.
Special?
Why
like,
plain old special? Going to come here and...
I'm plain old special?
Pull a train.
It's like special guest star. Extra special guest star.
The handsome one. You're a special. You're a very special guy.
Co-special
guest star. Thanks, Jim.
So what the hell are we talking about? Are we out of news?
News is not
a,
all of it. So
dial a Nazi phone line sparks cries of outrage. Reach out and touch someone with a vile anti-Semitic message. That's what one twisted metropolitan area phone line is doing with an exchange you can call dial a Nazi. Can we call dial a Nazi?
I mean, get it on the air?
I don't know.
What if they swear?
They don't have the number here. That's quite a thought. Dial a Nazi.
Irresponsible journalism. They
got to hire like Nazis to man the phone lines 24 hours a day. Where do they find them?
Argentina.
Yeah. Who would have thought that that would have
made hello, made dial a Nazi.
Who would have thought that that would have made a revival, huh?
Well, you know.
All the worst things
people
of the past,
uniforms.
You know, whether it's... Well, I don't care if it's bell bottoms or Nazis. Everything I never liked is coming back, and everything I like is disappearing. There's no more free sex, no more records.
There's no more unwashed 505 Levi's and
no
blue.
No more cheap marijuana. Yeah,
bell bottoms ain't bad.
I hate bell bottoms. The
flares are okay. I don't like the elephant bells. You know, like the old days anymore.
The only thing bell bottoms are good for is rolling up the bottoms of.
Or the short, goofy, ill-fitting ones that don't look good on anybody, no matter how pretty the girl is. I don't like those.
Yeah. Excuse me, miss. Who are you going as?
Yeah. I don't know. I still like the black cotton stretch pants.
Yeah. Let's bring back the 80s.
Hot
look.
Pants. Hot pants was a good 70s.
Hot pants.
Okay.
But all the
folks, if you're going to mess around with the hot pants thing, not if you're a guy. You know.
Please not if you're a guy. The bicycle pants are bad enough. I will write fashion violation for any male in hot pants. Mm. Veteran who blamed flashbacks for killing spree gets the death penalty in Lebanon, Montana. A Vietnam vet who blamed flashbacks for his 1991 sniper rampage.
Acid flashbacks? Or he blamed flashbacks in a movie that he'd seen.
Flashbacks in
his... pretty lousy movie.
Well, he served 4 months as an infantryman in South Vietnam in 1970, and he claims that was upset him so much that he...
Can I use
Bob
that
Bob Turner, don't try it! Mm. That defense won't work. He should have went for the Twinkie defense. All right.
No, I think for some people, those are the happiest years of their lives, or months. The happiest tour.
The happiest tour of their lives. Oh, so what else is happening here? Let's just play some records, huh?
Why don't we?
We got one queued up by Amos Milburn. This is what I consider one of our big hits for 1993.
Even though it was recorded in...
let you slide this time here. You're greasy enough.
In here for music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
What you do to me. Oh, 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 what you do to me. La, 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 it's just ecstasy. Oh, 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 baby, drop what you know. La, 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 that my heart is aglow. Baby, 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 don't you know that my heart is aglow.
Hey!
Action from All Black Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, "Mama, that Firebird bad, motherfucker. I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Firebird gonna beat that Camaro, man." End quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
It was really great. I'm a real gone dad and I'm really straight. Real gone dad and I travel day and night. With my real gone rocket, I know everything's alright. When you see my rocket come pulling in, don't ask me where I'm going, just wonder where I've been. I'm a real gone dad, love the life I live. With my real gone rocket, I sure get a wonderful trip. Like that great Northwestern, you can tell everybody that goes Mighty Jackie Preston. I'm a real gone daddy, love the life I live. My baby and I, we sure get a wonderful thrill. Yellow streak, a ball of fire and smoke. That's my rocket pulling out. That's all she wrote. I'm long gone, baby. Know the reason why. I'm long gone, baby. No time to say goodbye.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
The Mighty Jackie Preston, Real Gone Rocket. I don't think Ike Turner's on that one.
Oh,
in case you in case anybody cared. Yeah. D and Patty there, gee whiz. Cookie and the Cupcakes did the Franco-Chinese cha-cha. Kidding. Exploring the world beat here on the Hound Show.
Yeah.
Deanna the Belmont, titles. Speaking of world beat, I got the blues. And we open
Belmont
up with
Avenue.
Amos Milburn, I done it. Anyways, what's going on? What do you
Dion,
got?
I met Dion at the Ritz. He's a cool guy.
Is yeah, that right?
He doesn't have Jesus on the brain these days?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't have to spend 3 weeks with him. I just met him. It was just cool to meet him, you know?
Uh-huh.
I love, there is that
what are you into, Dion? Oh, I can't hang out with you. Yeah. Did you went to Jesus.
Did you read his book?
No.
I don't read books. I read newspapers and periodicals.
Joe Franklin is promoting a rock and roll show at the Brooklyn Paramount on May 15th with it's like the first rock and roll show there since, like, Murray the K, I think. With Laverne Baker, the Cleftones, Norman Fox and the Rob Roys.
Eddie Cantor.
Joey the F. Yeah.
Eddie Cantor.
Eddie Cantor.
Fanny Bryce.
Name out of the hat, if you will.
A judge awarded the ownership of 23 bronze casts of rock stars genitalia to pop artist Cynthia Plaster Caster Albritton, who made the original plastic molds. Albertan sued music publisher Herb Cohen, alleging he refused to return the bronze casts.
Because he's having so much fun with them.
In 1988, years after she gave him the plaster molds for safekeeping when her apartment was burglarized, Cohen said that he had a contract with Ms. Albertan to produce diaries about her experience with rock stars and that it included the rights to the casts. Superior Court Judge Lillian Stevens ruled in Ms. Albertan's favor on Monday. Albertan testified that she made the plaster casts in the late 60s as a way to meet rock stars. Her subjects included Jimi Hendrix, Lovin' Spoonful co-founder Zal Yanofsky.
Zal Yanofsky. I have trouble with them Jewish names.
I do. And Young Rascals leader Eddie Brigati.
Didn't have any trouble with that one, did you?
Yeah.
No.
Hey,
How many Teamsters does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
16. You got a problem with that?
Zal Yanofsky is living in Canada. He owns a restaurant now.
He's still trying to get the plaster off.
My old chick is friends with him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was a good band.
Love and School.
They kind of spawned R.E.M., whether that's good or bad, I don't know.
Yeah, they were okay for a couple of tunes there, but...
Auto Harp.
They had a lot of good tunes, don't you think?
Name 10. No. Kidding. You know what? We only got like 20 minutes left. You want to just rock right through the end of this thing? Or?
You know what? Why don't we rock right through to the end of this thing?
What do you say? Go through the announcement?
Rock through.
Rock through? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
But renounce. Renounce, Chad.
Okay, we'll renounce one last time before we go. Here we go.
So get your crayons out, kids.
Let me get this entire pile of scrap paper I have here. Wendy Flash Wild cards. Benefit tomorrow night at the Pyramid Club at midnight sharp, and all the money goes to pay for her very expensive chemotherapy.
Yes.
At the Levee every Friday, Lonesome Bob and the Golden Retrievers. Delancey Street Bar, this is a new place, 168 Delancey Street, May 5th, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. Steve Almas Quartet, The Blood Oranges, and Spike's Karaoke.
All the bizarre Oriental karaoke you can handle.
Tonight at XOXO at 1st Street and 2nd Avenue, Rockets Red Glare, stand up. Next Friday night at the Green Door, 15 St. Mark's Place, 9 o'clock, Bob Gruen's video party showing Rare, New York Dolls, Clash, Suicide, Patti Smith, Richard Hell, Heartbreakers, all that good stuff. And tonight at a place called Finian's Rainbow on St. Mark's Place between 2nd and 3rd Avenue, Wild Jimmy Spruill. I have renounced myself into the ground.
That's what renouncing is.
Let us rock.
Re-announce.
Hi, my name is Arthur Alexander, and I'm here with the Hound on WFMU 91.1.
I can never have you. this motherfucker's got rhythm, man.
I'm gonna go back out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun. The girls are frisky in an old Frisco. A pretty little miss wherever you go. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
Companionship denied because their demands are too forceful, too full of danger. Their violence, their hunger is too apparent, too basic.
Will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Chumba.
Meanwhile, back in his days.
Well, that certainly craps it up. That was the Diablos there with Ali Uchi.
That was quite a set.
Troy Shondell, Girl After Girl. You like that one?
I dig that one.
Joe Jones did California Sun. Clyde Stacey, So Young. Arthur Alexander, Pretty Girls Everywhere. And we opened that set up with Jim Foley and the Big Beats, Goodbye Train.
I like that one, too.
Oh, Brooch, thank you.
Thank you for
coming
much.
Out and being you. And handsome Dick Manitoba, my childhood hero. Thank you for coming out here.
What your childhood hero? Wait a minute. It's a backhanded compliment if I ever heard of it. I could take it.
Go visit Dick at the bar every Wednesday. Wednesday
is Hound Day.
Friday.
Wednesday is Hound Day at Umshaw.
Yeah. Keep your eye out for Dick's new band.
Meet the man that makes the music.
Fordham Baldies, I'm going to call it. I'm going back to the name I was going to start
Fordham
with.
Baldies.
Fordham Baldies. Yeah, I like that name. Thanks for having me, huh?
Thanks
you
for coming
rule.
Down.
You're the best. This Bruce, now I'll remember your name forever.
There it is, folks. A watermark.
And Erica Wild Girl's coming on. I wanted to introduce her show because she's a pal of mine, too.
Okay, this is WFMU East Orange, and introduce the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Hound. He rules. And now we get a chick coming on who rules. Erica, Wild Girl Show.
All right, if the good Lord's willing, Kirk don't rise. We'll see you next week. One more from Dick.
Ciao, babe.
hate, hate, hate. I hate your music. I hate WFMU's music a lot. Hate it. Hate it.